नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Antigrenanti Pikshnasha, Smaranti Nandanti Jagaitam Janaha, Sa Eva Pashanti Chirena Tavakam Bhava Prabhaho Paramampada Jam. Can you all see me? In this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the process of seeing Supreme Lord. How should we see the Supreme Lord or His representatives? If we're at a long distance, should we get a telescope? Can you see Bhaktivinoda Thakur? How can you see him? He already passed away from this world. We can see genuine, surrendered service mode. So many people ask, have you seen God? Has anyone ever asked you that? Just a few days ago, I was at a program, most of them completely new to me. They're mostly science. So when the questions came, the first question was, have you seen God? And I said, yes. I said, so have you? And so is everyone all the time. But to understand what we are seeing, we have to have that explained to us. I gave the example of atoms. That, if we ask someone, have you seen an atom? What would they say? Well, no. Discreetly, you don't see. No one's ever seen an atom. But then everything is made of atoms, so we're seeing atoms all the time. So we're seeing atoms, but we don't recognize. We can recognize that we are seeing atoms if we are trained in science. Anyway, we are seeing atoms, but we are not aware that we are doing so unless we are trained to recognize that fact. In the same way, similarly, everyone has seen God all the time, but we have to be trained to understand how He is present everywhere. And we can see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the essence of his teachings was what he called, his disciples gave the term, Drig Drisha Vichar. Who is the seer and who is the seen?
The seer and the seen.
The seer and the seen. He said that everything he taught rests on this principle. To understand that we are not the seer, Krishna is to see us. We are not the enjoyers, we are to be enjoyed by Krishna. Once a wealthy man approached Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur with this question. Can you show me God? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there's no meaning to you even asking such a question. You don't know what the meaning of it even of God is. So first you should understand who is God, then you can think about seeing. Even if I was to show you God, you couldn't recognize Him unless you were trained to do so. And Prabhupada in this purport gives the example of Duryodhana and others. No, actually he doesn't say Duryodhana. He says Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kams, Jarasandha and Shishupa, giving them as examples. They all saw God, but their seeing is different to the seeing of the devotees. The devotees see Premandana Charita Bhakti Vilochana with eyes smeared with the salve of love of God. Whereas the non-devotees, they may see God, but their eye is salved, is smeared with the salve of hatred of God. They don't really see Him. There's a saying, to know Him is to love Him.
Him means God.
It's a general saying. It's applicable especially to Him.
But yeah, to know Him means to love.
To know Him means to love. In other words, He's highly lovable. Mm. So, Krishna means the supreme object of love, or the actual object of love for all living beings. So if we see Krishna, but our feelings of love are not awakened for Him, actually we're not really seeing Him. The modern scientists have analyzed to some extent what is, they have analyzed the mechanics of the process of seeing. That an impression is, an object which is seen by the eye, an impression is made on the retina, and that goes upside down and straightened up in the eye, put the right way up in the eye. The optic nerve is connected to the brain. And in this way they analyze the process of seeing. The people who say, show me God, they're under the mistaken impression that seeing God is like seeing anything else.